Hello and good morning. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And this particular show is called Manic Pixie Dream Squirrel with your host Natalie. I probably have more or less talking involved with today's little arrangement, but yeah, today was definitely the hardest, most difficult challenge. Hello? Sorry, just trying to log in, you know? ASMR? Anyways, it was really hard to get up today. It has been harder and harder to wake up. And maybe we'll get into why, but in the meantime, here are some songs, or here's the first song that I've been listening to, like, okay, maybe there's more to the world than, like, you know, all of this goddamn work that I'm doing right now. So,
I know aloha.
I don't wanna talk about anything. I wanna kiss your legs again. ever wanted was everything. All we ever got was cold. Get up, eat jelly, sandwich bars and barbed wire. Squash every week into a day.
You just listened to, in descending order, All We Ever Wanted Was Everything by Bauhaus, Anything by Adrian Blaker, and No Aloha by The Breeders. I just found the All We Ever Wanted Was Everything song yesterday, though it has been in existence for more years than I've been alive, I think. Yeah, I kind of like the room it sends you to in your mind, you know, kind of a descending swirl of reflection that you kind of surrender to, and that is maybe a little bit like what I have been feeling recently, but also I've been feeling the words of Anything by Adrian Blaker, just daydreaming about anything besides what's going on right now. Just feeling profoundly burnt out. And burnt out in the sense of, you know, there is a way to get through everything I'm going through right now. However, my resources of mantras to tell myself as I study and, you know, statements that I, you know, allow to carry me through the present moment that is hard, I feel like the supply is getting low, and also, you know, the present just finds more and more ways to become distressing. as I move through it. I woke up on Tuesday, which was the day that I think some Supreme Court documents got released. And I just woke up and the vibe was terrible. You know, I woke up like, what is this terrible feeling in my body and chest? And as an empath, it probably was, I just knew something bad was going to happen that day. Or it was going to be really, really hard. But you know what? That day ended too. And I wish I had something better to say than every day ends right now. But I don't really. And anyways, now I'm going to play a Deftones song. And I probably sound insane. But that is where I'm at mentally. That is totally where I am at. Anyways, here's a silly little Deftones song.
You change.
All right, you just listened to Latitude by Plumtree, Once Upon a Time by The Smashing Pumpkins, and Change in the House of Flies by Deftones. Do they all go together? Technically, yes, because they're on the same playlist. I called the playlist I Am Falling Together and Standing Apart. Because if you switch the adjectives or the adverbs, I'm falling together and standing apart, but if you switch together and apart, you get I am falling apart and standing together. So some variation of that is how I'm, you know, I kind of feel like I'm disintegrating into little pieces. But I know those pieces are going to become something else. I just have no idea what it's going to look like. And I recently have had absolutely no idea what the future is going to look like for me. I have absolutely no, I'm going to 2 new places over the summer and in the fall. And I cannot even imagine what the possibilities of life are, but I do know that there's going to be a lot of change. And I'm excited, but I'm also, you know, everything's in the back burner right now because I'm burning through so much energy just trying to get my classes done. And I'm also thinking about how this semester I didn't have the most, academic work I've ever had. But, you know, I had a really hard time for a while. And this semester was really hard and I've been very burnt out. And every assignment has taken a good amount out of me. And I didn't apply for accommodation, so I'm, like, not able to get the time that I probably need to take tests with all of my anxiety. But what is there to do about it right now? Probably accept where I'm at. And it's a really hard pill to swallow when I know that I was able to come to a place such as here, this private, predominantly white institution, because of how hard I was able to work. And sometimes I feel like that energy has sort of been dispersed to, you know, personal efforts of growth rather than academic growth. And that's okay, but I'm also thinking about how I have to read a PSA. But I think what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna play a song. I'm gonna figure out what that is gonna be. Probably Mitski. And then I'm gonna find a quote from Florence Kennedy, who would have a lot of things to say right now, considering all of the goddamn abortion laws. Anyways.
I don't smoke except for you.
All right, that was I Don't Smoke by Mitski, which I just heard for the first time all the way through yesterday. This is me looking for something to say by Florence Kennedy. She was a more or less prominent lawyer in the 70s, and she did a lot of, she took on the case of that kind of made, primed the Supreme Court, I think, for Roe v. Wade, and she did this by, you know, using actual female, what's the word, like defendants or witnesses or something, really bad with the law stuff, better with the enzymes, but yeah, so that was modeled in the Roe v. Wade case when they started actually taking testimony from women who needed abortions. But basically, there are other readings I've done from a very cool class. Okay. I'll just read a little section of it that I can't find anything better. In 1971, we had the coat hanger farewell protest on the steps of St. Patrick's Cathedral over the abortion issue. Diane Schroeder, Emily Jane Goodman, and other names, and several other lawyers had sued on behalf of several hundred plaintiffs to the New York State abortion law declared unconstitutional, and it was that whole setup which taught me not to rely completely on the courts for anything. The Women's National Abortion Action Coalition held a huge march the following day. We were told there would be legislative change to make it less obnoxious. That was a clear victory, but it was like a successful bath. You don't expect not to take another bath. So why don't we understand that we're in danger of being swamped by the anti-abortion movement? Counter movements among racists and sexists and Nazifiers are just as relentless as dirt on a coffee table or under your arms or between your legs. Every housewife knows that if you don't sooner or later dust and wash the clothes and change the beds, the whole place will be dirty again. But anti-establishment politicians are always moaning and groaning about how tired they are and how few gains they've made, as if by waving a magic wand, social change ought to be accomplished once and for all. I think a lot of people get disenchanted with these various movements because when they go to meetings and try to live up to all the sisterhood BS, they find that their sisters are usually unhappy, therefore very unpleasant people to be around. I refuse to work with people I don't like. It isn't just the political association that people should be looking for, and one of the reasons people don't like politics is that they've got to join a bunch of strangers. That's another reason why I encourage people to make politics a part of their life. When you give a dinner party, if you're supporting Fred Harris's candidacy, for instance, make everybody pay $5 and send the money to Harris so that he has matching funds and doesn't have to collapse so soon. Anyways, that was a little bit of her autobiography. My teacher from that class, maybe I put her on a pedestal a little too much. I just think she's so cool. But, obviously there's so much to make sense of all the time. And there are a lot of cycles that I feel like I've noticed that the world goes through. And, you know, we're going through yet another cycle of chaos and resurgence of younger people and, you know, trying to step to the front and all that. And then we're just going to keep recycling the same people on the Supreme Court until they die because it's no one really, I don't know. I don't know what's going on even that much. And when you don't know what's going on, it's much easier to be angry than when you know exactly how things are working. And I'm very angry, but I also know things are working exactly as they are designed to. And it's just a matter of time. And, you know, fate or whatever. Before we realize the situation we have been put in by all of this success through oppression. Anyways, I'm gonna play another song. You guys are gonna be like, oh my god, this is awesome. And I'm gonna be like, I know. Okay, you just listened to Do You Realize by the Flaming Lips, Nearer to Thee by Wade's Blood, and To Forgive by the Smashing Pumpkins. What songs are next that will help me move through life? Only time will tell. But I really like those ones right now. The Smashing Pumpkins are a very mixed bag for me. They are they're probably the skeleton, one of the skeletons of my music taste. But some particular memories are associated with them that I feel like I've kind of reinvented for myself. Anyways, don't let anyone take an entire musical artist from you unless you want to, but never give up if it's something you want to listen to. Anyways, here's a classic.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am Natalie, and you've been listening to Manic Pixie Dream Squirrel. That was my dad. Thanks, Dad. He's my biggest fan. Kind of awesome. Anyways, before I rip my eyeballs out, I'm going to play one more song. Thank you for your time.
The world is full of noise.